Hi, I'm Kirsten.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
And this is Mess Magnets.
We're back, baby.
Yes. Oh,
we hope you had a good holidays and are having a good holidays and are resting.
Rest. You have to rest. If you are one of the poor, unfortunate souls that has to work this week, yes. I'm so sorry. Could never be me. I will always save my PTO for that last week of the year. And hopefully you're able to do that next year if you have PTO, I guess. Not everyone's so lucky.
Yeah. And hopefully we get you through it, you know?
Yes, 100%. This is our last Mess Magnets of the year, Sasha.
I know. It's been like a ridiculous year. Like, we started Mess Magnets this year. In April. Oh my God. And this is number 37.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, look at us.
That is so weird.
I know. Just thank you to all of you as usual for, I just feel like, rocking with us, for diving headfirst into whatever this podcast was supposed to be. And we have merch.
We have merch. If you go to robhasawebsite.com/shop, it will take you to the RHAP store where you can buy all kinds of awesome Rob Has a Podcast themed merchandise. But most importantly, at the very top in the featured products is our UMass design. It is so cute. I am so excited for mine to come in and to wear it all the time. Same. If you have wanted the merch, it's there for you. So please head to robhaswebsite.com/shop.
Yeah. And, you know, merch was possible because we got to 200 reviews. Mm-hmm. Or 250. Was it 250?
I think it was 250. We are almost to 300. We are at 294 right now. So only six away from hitting 300. We are planning to record an Oops All Anonymous shortly with Rob from the Daddy Network. So if you have mess, now is the best time to put it into the form, tinyurl.com/messmagnets. Send us your mess. And we will have it for the Oops All Anonymous.
Yeah. And I'm loving all of the reviews. We had one that said Gator Bob, which I have to say, best name ever, said on maternity leave. And I look forward each week to the new episode. Oh, first of all, congratulations.
Congratulations. Hope you're recovering well.
Yeah. Oh my God. Which is so exciting. A mess baby. We love it.
A mess baby. Oh my God. I also love Leanna's grandma says, way to go. Keep making those voices heard. And I, regardless of if it's the actual grandma reviewing us or someone on their grandma's phone, I love both of those. Like, both options are wonderful. So, sup, Leanna's grandma, we see you.
I know. And everyone better take their grandma's phone now and do this.
Yes, get your grandma's phone. I also love, I think we missed shouting out Lavina when she reviewed us. She says 5 stars, slay. And then the caption just says, read the title again. I love her so
much. Which I was crying. Oh my God.
She's everything to me.
Seriously. Oh, Lavina, a queen. Literally. Oh my God.
Oh, we need the Lavina Mess Magnets crossover. That's what we need.
I can't wait. It's going to be an Oops All Sports crossover.
Or it could be Oops All Boy Bands.
Ooh. Yes. Okay.
She's
maybe
got the knowledge. She's got the knowledge.
We love a versatile queen. Okay.
Yes.
But honestly, like, what a year it's been. And this podcast has just been like a real highlight for me, I feel like, through all of it, because when we venture out in the real world, it's always like extra drama. But the messengers and the mess magnets have just been such a sweet, hilarious, ridiculous spot in my life.
Literally. I feel like we are a family. Yes. It's adorable. And we get to talk about all this stuff that just did not have a home on the Rob Has a Podcast Network before. Yeah. And now we have carved out this little space for all of the people who just love mess, who love celebrity gossip, who just want to know, like, what is this trending topic about? And then we can slide in there to give the knowledge. And also, I feel like I've learned a lot myself over the past like 8 months that we've been doing this. So what a dream. But looking back on the year of 2022, I feel like that's where we need to start today, is let's talk about the biggest things that happened in pop culture in 2022.
Yeah. And I have to say, I forgot about so many of these. So I appreciate just like every little gossip article that has come out and put these lists together. But I was going through it all and I can't believe the slap happened this year.
I cannot believe that we were not already recording this podcast when the slap happened.
Didn't we? I think we texted each other and was like, oh my God, we should have launched Miss Magnets now.
Literally, because we had it planned. We had the meetings. It was going to start. And we were like, well, we'll start in April because that's like a good time for us both to start something new. And then like the slap happened and we're like, Jesus, like, why didn't we just start now? But honestly, I'm glad that we did not enter that slap discourse, because I think that set the like pop culture and like normie Twitter world just on fire. Like the way that people responded was just so bizarre. Like, I feel like, wasn't it like, was it Lena Dunham who was like, I was scared for my life? Someone was like, I mean, scared a bunch for my life. And it's like, stop it.
You were
never threatened. Like, get out of here. It was definitely a bunch. I feel like predominantly white celebrities were sitting there like, wow, someone got slapped. That's the most violence I've ever seen in my entire life. And I'm not saying that like hitting people is the right thing to do or anything like that. But it's just like, okay, it was one slap.
Exactly. And Judd Apatow, right, was the, I think his tweet went super viral. And then people started dragging all these, like, they were just like, oh, you come. And it was everyone's dirt was just getting flung out as soon as they talked about the slap, which I appreciate and I love the internet for. I just want to make that clear.
Literally have to be getting everybody's dirt. And if it takes one slap to make it happen, I'll take it. No problem.
I love it. And then, I mean, we had a bunch of Kim Kardashian's Marilyn Monroe dress happened, which was like, people doing too damn much.
It was like the Kardashians. Okay, what do we have for the Kardashians? It was Kim and Pete Davidson. It was the Marilyn Monroe dress. It was the like photoshopping the kids and in the Disneyland picture.
That was our first story on Miss Magnet.
It was our first story on Miss Magnet. Oh my God. It was like Kylie had her baby and we still don't know the baby's name or face.
Or Chloe. Same.
And same with Chloe. Chloe also was like BT Dubs, another baby. Courtney and Travis Barker.
Yes.
Like, and they had what, like 7 weddings?
100, and they're gonna like keep having more, it feels like.
Yeah, they're not done yet.
No.
I still can't believe the Maryland dress is still like one of the wildest things to me, because it was, I feel like for the last couple of years we've been seeing the push towards like extreme skinniness again, going back to like 90s, early 2000s, like desirable quote body types. And I feel like the moment with the Marilyn dress was like, oh yeah, she went on like a cleanse to lose like 16 pounds in a week to fit into the dress. And it put it like on the front burner. Like, I feel like there's all these things that we talk about in pop culture, and then like 3 years later, everyone's like, oh wow, yeah, it turns out like skinny is the new trend. It's like, ugh,
which is so gross. This. Can you imagine like your body type being a trend?
No.
I can't.
It's literally so disgusting. But then that's the same thing too, where I feel like we've been talking for years about buccal fat removal. And then in the last week, everyone was like, oh, have you heard of this?
I never heard of it before you, I have to say. Like, you keep me informed. And I love it because we talked about this and I on the podcast and off air is like, I'm just not on the trends. Like, I don't watch those kinds of YouTube videos, right? So every time you're like, well, this person has this plastic surgery, I was like, wait, tell me more. What do you mean? What is this?
And I am far from like an expert.
Right.
In that stuff. I think because I podcast about Love Island specifically, I end up seeing a lot more about plastic surgery and like the quote, like normie population that then when you see celebrities doing it, you're like, yeah, of course they're doing it. Like,
of course.
This random woman who was on one season of a reality TV show had it. So, of course, celebrities have it.
And like, I have to say, I personally love it. I think it's so funny because folks just like have money to blow. Like, I don't understand it, but I'm not mad at it.
No, literally. I was talking to Tori from Ready to Be Petty the other day about filler because she recently got some and she's talked about it on her podcast. It's not a secret. Yeah. And she was telling me about like where she got it and how it was like whatever deal. And she's like, do you want me to put you on the list? And I was like, I'm kind of scared of all of that. I'm just going to get old. But that being said, please put me on the list.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So maybe fillers I'll launch a new face like, next look year. Younger.
That's like the goal of it.
Got is that it.
Fillers, but you can also use them on like, you could like create more of a jawline or like,
I didn't know fillers help people, with that. Oh,
it depends on like what type and where you're getting. You can also exactly. get them like on your nose. Like people, instead of getting a nose job, will get filler to like create a shape of nose that they find more desirable than whatever they've got going on.
Got it.
It's a crazy world of filler out there.
Yeah. That makes sense. Because yeah. I always think of fillers as like, you know, if you're like, if you lost a bunch of weight and then you're like, oh, no, this like looks not so great. I need to like fill these parts, blah, 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 blah.
And that's definitely one as well. Look, but it's all like learning. More versatile than you would think. And like the technology is going wild. Fluently Forward did an episode about plastic surgery like 2 weeks ago.
And I need to watch. It was like on my list and then I forgot about it.
It was a really enjoyable episode. And then they're talking about like facelifts with no incisions are like the future. And that's what people are working on now. So you never know. People have all kinds of different faces.
Oh my God. I love it. I have said, if and when I were to have kids and, you know, finish that season, Mommy Makeover, like I'm there.
It's so funny.
I find it fascinating. And I will update the messengers.
Yeah, please let us know.
Be like,
let
us know how many sprinters you got. And that. Oh my God. A few of my friends did like the cool sculpting for their weddings. And I was like, what an idiot I was to not do it. But then I was poor back then. I wish I could redo my wedding because now I like, thankfully, I'm in a more stable place.
Swear to God, Sasha, if I hear one negative thing about your wedding, I will jump through my computer. Your pictures were perfect. You look perfect.
It's all fake online. No, I'm just kidding. No, my reception was truly perfect. I want to make that clear. But you know, when you have your idea, that and then that doesn't get, what's the word? Executed. It's more that. Besides anything else, but you know,
you're making me furious. We have to move.
The pictures are, yes, perfect. And thank God I paid for all of them. oh my God. But anyway, it's just like the Kardashians, they kill us.
Like, yeah, Kardashians have been everywhere. There was like Kim's cashmere private jet, and then like Kylie was exposed as a climate criminal. The top 10 list of private jets got released, exposing Taylor Swift as a climate criminal. A lot.
It's just ridiculous. It truly is ridiculous. And then after that we had Johnny Depp and Amber Heard situation.
And people are still on Twitter caping for Johnny Depp in December of 2022. The latest news on that came out that they had settled the financial portion of it.
Oh,
so that Amber would not lose everything.
Right.
And everyone is like, yeah, because she lied. And I'm just begging people to go look at the UK court case that literally was like, yeah, there's so many credible claims of domestic violence from
God.
Amber Heard about Johnny Depp. So like, just once again, begging people to go look at the full transcript there. Another thing, the jury on Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard was not sequestered, even though it was like literally the most public court case in a long time.
I think has to be my biggest frustration.
I don't trust it.
God. That I feel like, yeah, for me, that's, I think, the biggest issue is like they just got to be completely swayed. I mean, and it's a lie if we don't believe they were. But anyway, like, stop it. Get out. And that's all we're going to talk about.
Yeah, it's horrible. It was a big year for Lea Michele as well. She confronted the rumors that she doesn't know how to read. And she also got the role of Fanny Bryce in Funny Girl.
Yeah.
Because Beanie Feldstein was not performing the way people wanted her to perform.
Just bless. Lea Michele. And the Glee thing hasn't come out yet, right? There's a bunch of Glee stuff that...
I think Glee documentary on Discovery Plus did come out. I think that was more so just talking about the people that have passed away from Glee. I don't think it got in as much to what Lea Michele had done.
No, but there's just so much like Glee stuff. I feel like that came out people did podcasts talking about her. Amber went on Z-Way, right? And was like,
oh my God, about Amber Lea Michele. On Z-Way was so funny.
Yeah, Amber Riley, right? Yeah. Because I was like, we just saw Amber Heard. But anyway.
Amber Riley also won The Masked Singer.
She's won everything she's on. She won Dancing with the Stars as well.
Mm-hmm. She's incredibly just talented.
A winner overall.
I just need to say this little, we kind of have the AV Club pop culture list open just to keep us like, oh yeah, that happened this year. And the Lea Michele part says, Michelle's entrance into Funny Girl turned the show into a Broadway success story, even as she had to beat the history of racism and illiteracy allegations. As if racism and illiteracy are the same.
Like, come on.
Are you kidding me? Like, are you kidding me?
God, it's just so weird, dude.
Oh my God.
And I loved it how casual, right? Like, who gets to have a casual scandal, quote unquote, versus who gets to actually deal
literally,
with real stuff.
Literally.
Just tea.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's interesting. I'll say that.
It's simply too much.
Listen, tea. And then Beyonce casually drops the album of the year, I'll fight anyone else that says otherwise, called Renaissance.
Renaissance is so good. It just gave what needed to be given, especially in the summer. Like, so good.
No lies there. Oh my God.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We also had the like HBO Max, Warner Brothers, Discovery like merger happened, and now we're losing all these shows off of streaming.
Like, I can't even. This actually will make me pissed because there's so much stuff on HBO Max that they just took out. I hate you all. And I remember when that was like a big deal.
Stupid. Literally, like, and now everyone has thrown away their DVDs. Mm-hmm. So some of this content is just lost forever.
Just capitalism and people just like, I think, being horrible.
Literally.
Just, I hate you all. Oh, I can't. I'll move on. It's fine.
I'll move on.
I know. And then they were like a bunch of other stuff we didn't cover. Like, but the RHAP bigger, broader network poster recaps covered as well. Like the House of Dragon came back, is out. And
the last season of Better Call Saul.
All of it.
Check it out. Big stuff. Yeah. I still need to watch last season of Better Call Saul.
Yeah. I have not seen any of it.
Well, did you watch Breaking Bad?
No.
So, okay. Better Call Saul is really good. But you should also watch Breaking Bad.
One day.
It's fine. Bennifer was all this year. I think they got back together like right at the end of 2021. Yeah. And then 2022 has been the year of Bennifer. Like, they got back together. They got married. And they're, I guess, just like living happily together now.
Oh my God. I love it. I remember them getting married on a plantation, right? Like, can we just, like, how embarrassing?
Well, the plantation that Ben Affleck owns.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
And the J-Lo documentary came out this year, too. Which was another wild situation.
It felt like such old news. Correct. Like, so much of that, because it was filmed, like, way back.
Again, just no lies, right? Like, I can't with these two, but they really have brought the 2000s back, including the outfits.
Yeah, the outfits, the body types, the 90s are back, including Jennifer.
Exactly. We made it, fam. And then the big daddy of them all, the big mommy of them all.
We talked about a lot.
Our most clickbaity, or our most clicked, I mean, podcast.
Yes.
The Don't Worry Darling. And this AV Club calls it Worrisome Press Tour.
Yeah. And it was everything about the movie, from the formation of the cast to the release of the movie to the press tour. Like, did Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine? I maintain he did.
I also maintain he did.
I think it was like a joke. I think it was a joke between them, but I think it happened.
I think that it was like a dare situation.
Yes.
And that again, they were both in on, but you know, stars are weird. I feel like when you have all that power, you know, your kinks start getting interesting.
They do weird shit. Absolutely.
Like Army Hammer. Remember when we found him working at a timeshare?
Oh my God. And the documentary about his family is out on Discovery Plus as well.
Another one I think covered by us. Like Crime Scene.
Yeah, Crime Scene covered the dog.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So funny.
Man.
God. But yeah, and I think like the fact that Olivia Wilde just like won't stop.
She's still trying.
Like being in the press. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's what is just, no pun intended, wild, because she's so messy and so transparent. And not only because I feel like we're, you know, running this podcast, I feel like we just, like, she is just like a messy human.
She's mess. We would have had reasons to talk about her regardless. And speaking of Olivia Wilde, like all of the stuff with her divorce, from the getting served on stage at Comic-Con,
we talked about that on the pod.
Oof. Yeah, to the Globe and Mail article about the nanny, which then it turns out may have been fed by Olivia through the nanny. Oh my God.
And the fact that allegedly she still like wants Harry, but not like my.
It's too much. It's literally too much.
I can't believe these people are real. Like, will someone one day make a whole thing on it? You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. The Discovery Plus documentary is in production already.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
Of course, we talked about Queen Elizabeth II passing in 2022 in the scope of how her death was observed by the royal family.
Yep.
And speaking of the royal family, last week we talked all about Harry and Meghan.
Your royal family have just like, I can't, right, with them.
There's been a lot of royal drama.
The tea is like, when is the Williams, like, who's going to drag William and actually expose it all?
Ugh, I can't wait. But who will do it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have no idea. One day, maybe we'll know, but like, I would love that.
I want all of the information. Like, I know. Oh, speaking of the royals, actually, I saw a thing today that was like, for everyone who sent money to King Charles after Queen Elizabeth passed, like, he's donated it all to this charity that helps people heat their homes. Well, but it's like, literally, nice. Who is sending money to the King of England? Stop it.
I mean, I've said it once. I'll say it again. The welfare family, baby. They literally take money from people anyway. So I guess.
Like, you already paid for that during your taxes. You don't need to double up.
Correct. That part we can agree on. And now
he'll get a tax credit. He'll probably get more money back because he made the donation.
Listen, everything they do is with a purpose. And Harry and Meghan already told us that.
We know. We've been new.
My thing is, when will Will's cheating make it?
They might never talk about that.
Because he's heir apparent.
Yeah, he's gonna be the next king.
I know.
And probably like soon.
Let's see.
I don't know.
Does it seem to be vampire? Oh my god, wait, spoiler alert. So if you haven't seen the movie The Invitation, but I just watched it yesterday. So, well, skip forward a little bit, but if you haven't,
for the spoiler,
yeah, just would recommend watching it. It's not as scary as I thought it would be. It's a jump scares, but all I have to say is let me know what you would do once you've watched the movie. There's a very clear answer.
I'll have to watch it. I will have to watch it.
It's like a romance, erotic. Or it should be more erotic, I think. Like, it wasn't enough.
Well, of course, nothing is, obviously.
Yeah. Even 50 Shades wasn't. And I was like, well, like, the writing is ass, so at least give us something.
But they didn't have much to work off of.
Correct. But anyway, the point is, y'all, if you watch The Invitation, you know what I'm talking about. What would you do at the end? That's my question.
Oh, my God. Yeah, tell Sasha in her DMs.
Please.
Where should we go next?
Yeah, then Dave Chappelle. Yes, they put Dave Chappelle continues. I mean, tell me cancel culture is not real. Without telling me cancel culture is not real. Dave Chappelle.
Literally, everyone is like, wow, Dave Chappelle got canceled. No, he actually gets to continue just saying hateful shit all the time.
Literally.
Remember when Dave Chappelle got punched on stage this year?
He did. Oh, yeah. Or was it that people thought he would get punched? Did he actually get punched?
Someone stormed the stage for something at him.
Yeah.
Oh, they threw something. Okay. Listen, I don't know. I try, the minute I see Dave Chappelle's name, I try to not perceive it.
Correct. I'm with that. And, you know, speaking of just like uncancelable, problematic dumbasses, we also had the Kanye West situation, which I will say I feel like I made that decision. And I mean, Kirsten also, but like, I was like, I just can't be
bothered
to be triggered by that man.
Kanye is like, there are some celebrities where the things that they do are so horrible that you just choose not to give them the airtime when everyone's already talking about it. Everyone knows what Kanye said. Anyone with a brain knows why it's not okay, the things that he said all year. But I think after the fashion show where he had the black models wearing White Lives Matter, we were like, we cannot give this man attention anymore. So he's still out here doing his thing, and we've chosen not to cover it anymore.
Correct. Correct. Ugh. Anyway, and then we had Kevin Spacey heads to. Well, Elon Musk took over Twitter. Cool.
Yeah, Elon Musk he literally had a tweet that was like, should I stay on the platform? And everyone was like, no, go away.
And then he was like, as soon as I find someone stupid enough. Well, you were dumb enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he tried to back out, but Twitter had a contract already. So,
you know what, Twitter, you shouldn't have done that to us.
They always are doing shit to us.
Just why did you do that? You know, that's all I'm saying. Like, look, you just...
So I have several Twitter accounts on my phone because of like podcasts and my account and all that and my private account. And all of them got a notification all at once that were like, upgrade to Twitter Blue and get into the elevated conversations. And I was like, oh, he's begging for money now. Yeah, like, absolutely not.
And like, don't do Twitter Blue. He just doesn't deserve your money.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's all I mean. It's like, I don't care that you want to be verified. Who am I to judge you? But just...
Yeah, but like, if you have to pay to get the verification, like, does it mean anything?
I personally don't think so, but you know, you do, you boo.
I would like to be verified, but I will not be paying for that.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's just my opinion on the matter. Correct.
And then we get, Kevin Spacey heads to court, which again, another... person I didn't care to talk about. No.
Kevin Spacey.
No, not at all. And then we had after Kevin Spacey. Oh my God. It's just I can't, right? With this. Oh my God. Wait, I lost it. Here we are. Kirsten, you might have to.
But do we wanna talk about the DC studios?
Yes, on my computer just like being like, we're okay. If you wanna check out everything we feel about the Marvel DC stuff, check out the Everything is Super feed over on Post Show Recaps. Cause guess what? We did cover it there.
It's basically very messy because James Gunn did the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. So it's kind of like haha Marvel, but people are excited.
He's in hell. I just want to make that very clear.
Here's the thing. If the person you can get is the one who did the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, like you're struggling because those movies are not good. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No,
the
I'm
first
not
one is fine. Yeah. The second Guardians of the Galaxy movie is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my entire life. And I watched Don't Worry, Darling.
I think he might have left for that one. So that's funny. That you.
Oh, did he really?
I believe so.
Oh, I thought that he did both of them. Oh my God.
He did the Christmas special. Right?
Let me just check. Let me find out.
Left.
You are the one who is the expert on the superhero.
Because
stuff.
He
did all of the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff. Oh no, he directed the second one.
I'm a liar then.
Yeah, and he wrote.
Directed by James. Okay, just kidding. I'm a liar. Then what? Okay, I just be making.
You had me thinking I was spreading misinformation on the internet, but it was you.
Gaslight girl boss.
And gatekeep.
Gatekeep Marvel.
The three G's. We love it.
Period. Oh my God.
Anyways, losing him is, I feel like, not a blow. And
DC
nobody cares.
As a known Marvel girly, DC I find to be V taking L's at all times. Like just V loserish. So sorry to DC. I feel like your comics are fine, but your movies and the way you're run everything.
No, it's just not horrible. It's just not worked out.
No. And I've been like Marvel girly from jump, so I want to make that clear. Anyway. And then unfortunately Aaron Carter passed away.
So sad. So that was just last month. He was only 34. And people probably know him from being a child star in the 90s. He sang I Want Candy. He dated Hilary Duff for a long time, like as a teenager, young adult. But more recently was on Instagram Live like a lot. And it was very troubling. So so much love to his family and hoping that he's found peace now.
Yeah. It's really unfortunate, man. I know. And Twitch also passed away. Which we didn't talk about, but just
The way that fell just with our episodes, it didn't work to talk about it. But that was also extremely sad. And anyone who was posting about that, like, oh yeah, Ellen's like staff member, like stop it. That is not his legacy at all.
God. It's just it's unfortunate, and people just, you know, love to sometimes take people of color and their accomplishments and link it to the closest white person.
Yeah.
Which is what happened to Twitch, because he's, like you said, he's so talented and was so good on So You Think You Can Dance. And I just loved like his just vibe persona. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. So it's unfortunate.
That was a very tough one. It's hard to like go from death into just like normal stories, but there's not too much left of like the big headlines. Like we're almost done.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift recorded her, I believe, 10th album, Midnights. It came out October 21st on Kim Kardashian's birthday. And her ticket sales for her tour, the Eras tour, set off the world against Ticketmaster.
Listen, all I have to say is, as a member of the Bayhive, I'm just grateful that this is happening so that when Beyonce tickets come out.
Yeah, but I don't think, like, nothing has changed. Like, people were trying to get SZA tickets, and then everyone was buying their Morgan Wallen tickets, because apparently nobody just gives a single care that he's just out here saying the N-word, like, on tape.
Are we shocked?
Well, I'm not shocked, but I am extremely disappointed.
I know.
Anytime I see someone posting about that man, I'm like, really? Like, this?
Oh,
this
my God.
Guy? But I guess I just don't understand country music fans.
It is what it is. Okay. Just not for me. And it shouldn't be for you. But here you are giving all these people horrible platform. And then
the Ticketmaster's so crazy.
Yeah. The Ticketmaster stuff truly, I feel like, is one of our like best, one of our most researched episodes. Mm-hmm. So y'all should definitely check it out. I feel like we really went in.
We did the work.
Yeah. Look at us. Good for
and
us.
I think it paid off. I think it was a really good episode. Like, we got some great feedback about that one.
I know. Thank you to everyone. Yeah, that listened and told us we did well. We needed it. Okay, we needed it. And then, I don't know if you care about Disney, but, like, I'm low-key into Disney still.
a Disney adult.
But not really. No. I make fun of Disney adults, but, like, you know, I enjoy Disney. I could plan your Disney trip and, like, give you a whole thing. I could.
Perfect. I'll let you know if I'm going.
Yeah. Sure. Go to Universal instead, currently, I will say. Because Bob Iger came back to Disney, and apparently this is supposed to be, like, the new... Not that don't, because he was the original CEO, and then it was Bob Chapek, who was called Bob Paycheck, because he just did a bunch of mess and was not scapegoated, but all of these people, all these execs gave themselves a bunch of money while, you know, cast members or the employees on the ground just had to, like, take the wrath of everything, just normal capitalist shit that every company, big company, dealt with. So Bob Iger is back. Let's see what that means for Disney. TBD. And then
I feel like not that much.
No,
we had the Good Morning America drama, a late in the game contender for biggest story of the year.
Correct.
Amy Robach and TJ Holmes were found to have been having an affair. There was all of the, like, private investigator footage of it, and it was a very fun drama. Like, it felt like 90s celeb drama.
And finally, I think him and his wife have filed for divorce. And this is, like, my mom was into this and I didn't realize. And then she's like, oh, for your podcast, you know, this good... She was, like, telling me, oh, have you heard of this Good Morning America stuff? I was like, Mom, like, I run a pop culture podcast. Like,
yeah, we talked about it 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
come on.
And so I sent it to her and she listened to us and loved us. And she was like, but I wish they came back because that's mess. And I really like them on the show. And I was like, yeah, I unfortunately agree. So now she watches GMA and is not happy. Because she finds it very boring.
She wants the drama, but they're gone. That's so funny.
I know. She's like, I mean, she was like, they were coworkers. It's not like they were boss. And I was like, correct, Mom. No lies detected here.
Your mom just gets it.
Yeah, she does. Sometimes. I'm just kidding. And then after Good Morning America, and then we have a Harry and Meghan, which we just talked about.
Yes. Last week. Go check it out.
Was that wild?
We talk about that for like an hour and 40 minutes, I think, just about Harry and Meghan. So please go back, get all of our unfiltered thoughts on the royals, the firm, how Meghan was treated by the paparazzi, all of it.
Just horrible, man. Nope, I can't get into it.
Go back to last week. It's fine.
Yep. Apparently, Harvey Weinstein was found guilty.
He was found guilty in his L.A. charges.
Okay. Sure.
So he was already sentenced to 23 years in his New York trial, and he's going to be sentenced for the L.A. stuff as well. So anyways, rot in prison, like me, an abolitionist, until it's like Harvey Weinstein.
Literally. That's all. Listen, currently that's a system we have, so I want people like that rotting. Like a rotisserie chicken just rolling.
Oh my God.
Constantly. Rotisserie chicken. Sorry.
You're so funny. And then kind of the last big story of the year is everyone has been talking about nepotism babies for the last like 2 weeks. And I literally could not care less about it.
Okay, thanks. Because I thought that was just me. I was like, one, didn't we know about nepo babies? Like, this is nothing new.
I think it's so funny when people get so upset about nepotism babies in Hollywood, where it's like, yes, people attain a level of wealth and influence in Hollywood, but like, I'm more concerned about the nepo babies in these like Fortune 500 companies. Exactly. And the nepo babies in the government and the nepo babies in like those industries. Preach. A lot more. But like, I don't know.
Find it funny because it's not new.
No, we've all known about nepotism for a long time. But like Variety did their.
Yes.
Or was it Variety or Vulture. Was it New York Magazine?
Oh, yeah, it was New York Magazine. Sorry.
So okay, it started with New York Magazine. Yes. And then I think Variety and Vulture both did spreads as well after that, talking about nepo babies. And it has been trending on Twitter. And I'm exhausted because I literally don't care at all about if someone's a nepo baby or not. Like, I don't know. I think people like to talk about like, oh wow, these nepo babies are like stealing spots from, you know, worthy actors who can't get the roles. And it's like that person who's a really good actor probably wasn't going to get an audition anyways. So I don't know what to say. It doesn't bug me. I don't know.
No, and it's so funny that, again, go to like an Ivy League college in America. It's full of nepo babies. How do these mediocre people keep getting ahead in life? They're nepo babies. Mm-hmm. So I also find it funny. I think anyone that's in the pop culture realm knows about nepo babies, has always known about them. But I guess like for folks that haven't, welcome.
Yeah, welcome to the club. It is, in fact, about who you know.
Yes.
So I'm sorry to break it to you that our society is not a meritocracy.
Oh, my God. I just find it very funny that people are like, Jaden Smith. Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
What? Like, where have y'all been? I don't know. The point is, there's nothing wrong with... There's nothing wrong with nepo babies maybe in Hollywood, because I feel like anyway, if the way you get in is by connections, it's not on merit. If you want to be mad, be mad at the whole system versus IRL nepo babies. I agree with you, Kirsten. I feel like that's the bigger scandal. And I don't know why more people don't talk about how companies...
They haven't realized it yet. They haven't realized that it's yet. Even though literally in Canada, our current prime minister is the son of a former prime minister. So I wonder if he would have ever gotten into politics if it weren't for his dad. Wild, you know?
I mean, we also had, you know, the Bushes. One disaster after the other. Anyway, but oh my, the point is like, let's talk about the other nepo babies, because like they actually have public policy influence.
Literally.
Over us and the generational wealth that they have amassed. On the backs of people. Guess who nepo babies we should be talking about? The royal family.
Yes. Literally.
Y'all not talking about them. They should be on the cover.
Taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, Queen from Elizabeth to Charles to all them. They should all be on the Nepo baby train. Guess who isn't a Nepo baby? Meghan Markle.
Self-made.
I can't. I truly find it so funny how people deal with Nepo babies. That's all I have to say.
The one thing about Nepo babies that I saw in 2022 that made me laugh was Johnny Depp's daughter posted about like being upset that people call her a Nepo baby. And someone quote tweeted it with like, "You're 5'7 walking the runway. Shut up."
Literally. And the original frustration when Kylie was a self-made billionaire.
Oh my God. Yeah. Self-made. Absolutely.
Or, you know, the Twitter Nepo baby, the Twitter owner. Is a Nepo baby.
Oh, yeah. Don't
everyone.
Forget about those emerald mines in South Africa during apartheid.
Yeah. Or maybe that's just, I guess, being rich and getting bankrolled. And maybe that's on Nepo because his dad didn't own, like, Twitter.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe he doesn't count. So that was shady for no reason.
I'm going to count him anyways. But he was bankrolled,
was the point. But Kylie, yes. I feel like, is a Nepo baby.
Absolutely.
Nepo sister, Nepo baby.
Just the nepotism. That's the whole thing. I mean, look, as if Kendall Jenner would be in any sort of magazine or on any runway if it weren't for her family. Let's be real.
You know which Nepo family I love?
Ooh, who?
The Wayans family. White Chicks. You know, they did White Chicks. Marlon, Sean, Damon.
I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
I mean, like, I guess technically, are they a Nepo family? I guess they're Nepo siblings more than babies. So maybe that doesn't count. And maybe that's why we love them.
Maybe.
But I bet you there's so many Nepo kids that we actually love. I mean, like, Jaden Smith, I find him fascinating.
Well, and Willow Smith, too.
Yeah. Red Table Talk. We love it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I have other things that I care about more, I guess.
Yeah. Also, what we didn't talk about in here, because I don't think it made as much of a splash, but I think it was funny, is the Brooklyn Beckham. So David Beckham, like speaking of Nepo babies, Brooklyn Beckham, who is, like I said, David Beckham, the footballer's son, and the son of Posh Spice, a.k.a. Victoria Beckham. But anyway, there's drama between Victoria Beckham and his wife. And they seemingly never post each other.
Yes. And also, speaking of, Brooklyn Beckham's wife is like the daughter of a billionaire, family and industry. And she is trying to become an actress, I think, is the story. And there was a lot of drama around their wedding of, like, Victoria not being in some of the photos and, like, all of that. So that, keep your eyes on that. My biggest prediction for 2023 is, like, something is going to come out of all of that.
Ooh. Yeah, because there's, like, a whole bunch of articles about what, even, like, down to the each carousel, like, the pictures and what the issue is. So. It's tea, y'all.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Absolutely. I think we covered, those are the main headlines of pop culture in 2022. Sasha, what was your favorite, like, major, like, front page of the internet headline this year?
God, this was really hard because you'd even given me time to think about it. But because I was trying basically not to say freaking Don't Worry Darling, you get what I'm saying, but
of course,
unfortunately, Liam's bomb. We didn't talk about Liam in One Direction. That was, I mean, we talked about it on the original podcast.
Oh man, I mean, I feel like
but that was not even like it didn't move me as what people thought they would. 100%. And then we forgot Kim Kardashian's just get up and work. No one wants to work moment.
Oh,
as well.
I'm going to continue forgetting about that.
And Kirsten, we forgot the biggest story. Okay, this is going to be, because it was between this and Don't Worry, Darling. So I'm going to pick this on account that we totally, I forgot to bring it up because it was in my notes. Wife, guys.
Oh, yeah, just wife guys in general.
Yes, wife guys not being loyal. Adam Levine, we have Ned.
The Try Guys.
The AKA the Try Guy, AKA wife guy, literal known as the wife guy.
Yeah.
I feel like I maybe have to go with that just because I don't want to be picking Don't Worry, Darling. But actually, I think the winner should be Don't Worry, Darling. But wife guys really took major L's.
They, in the second half of the year, they came out strong. I have to pick Don't Worry, Darling. It just was such a train wreck. And then for it to be a movie that just was so bad and did not do well and was such a non-entity once the movie was released. Chef's kiss, perfection. That is what I want.
It was so good. Like, it just was so good.
Ugh. What a year. I wonder what will come up in 2023 for pop culture.
Yeah, listen, that's what I'm saying. Because the Try Guys are still editing Ned out from their videos. It's so funny. God. And like I said, I watch them. And their editors, like YB and all of them, deserve all the credit.
It's so good. The one where they replace Ned with an elephant is my favorite.
Yes, 100%.
So funny.
God, I also love
because the Try Guys were like, we're going to take a big financial hit from this. He won't be in any more videos. And everyone was just like, no, just like edit him out in silly ways. And they're like, okay, yeah, we'll get that bag. That's fine.
I know. I think that's so funny.
Oh, good for them.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, I think those were the funniest. Now we have a few more kind of topics.
Yeah, just little things.
Yeah, quick bites. I also have another one, Kirsten, that just came across literally right now or yesterday.
Okay.
I didn't see before, but it's a Drake story.
Okay.
So Drake being a certified lover boy again. So if folks don't, Drake the rapper is who I'm talking about, you know, Jimmy Wheelchair from Degrassi. Anyway,
Jimmy Wheelchair.
Listen, and I sent you this just out of like irritation, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, where he had a diamond necklace for all the engagements he didn't.
Yeah.
Do.
It was like every time he thought about proposing to someone but didn't. And I think my joking comment was like, and every single time was about Rihanna.
That no lies have detected. But turns out there's 42 of them.
Jesus.
Okay. So there's 351.38 carats in diamonds, which is 42 different like stones.
No.
And it was an expedition spanning 14 months, and every diamond was hand selected, inspected to suit perfection. Shut up. And it's monumental art piece assembled with all his diamond. And here's the kicker. In only 18 karat gold. Is he an idiot?
Yes.
Like, here's the tea, everyone. Gold should not be less than 24 carats. It's not pure, and the resale value is ass. Like, diamonds.
I'm so glad you're here to tell everyone about the gold.
Yeah.
I just, like,
don't be scammed by gold, is what I'm trying to tell you. By these people, because they're going to charge you the same thing, and it's 18 carat. You think you're getting, like, a deal. No! 24 carats should be the only gold you buy. I want to make that very clear. All right. Anyway, I'm back.
Thank you. Thank you for the gold education. Yes. Sasha. I just can't with Drake. I don't like him. I have never liked him. Like when it came out about his baby and how he wouldn't acknowledge his baby.
Yeah.
And all of that is just so gross.
I mean, he did talk about it in a song. So, you know, we don't know if that's true. And yes, I'm simping for Drake.
After it got exposed, he talked about it in a song. Like, that's kind of like shutting the barn door.
Correct.
And the horse is already out kind Correct. Of thing. There is a really funny diss track about Drake. That's good.
No, it's not. I'll fight you.
I mean, please. It's funny.
You're Canadian. Like, you can't talk about Drake.
I'm allowed to not like Drake. I'm sorry. Oh, I hate to break it to you.
I love Drake.
And then when he was like making fun of Megan Thee Stallion also.
Okay,
like,
yeah,
okay,
that's bitch.
Go to hell.
That's
like,
bitch
get out of here. And it's just a continuation of who he's always been.
No.
Anyways, I you am very sick right of him now. Being like the face of Canada.
You stop it right now.
last. So I was just like, I'm going to quit the podcast.
I'm literally ending. It's over before the new year.
But anyway. I'm not saying you're not allowed to like drink. I just personally think he ain't shit.
No, he's a mess. I want to make that clear. I don't disagree that he's a mess. And that's why I think I like him, because I'm just like, you're such a fanboy and it's not a good look. Like, it's just not, it's embarrassing. But his content, 10 on 10, would recommend. Anyway, so what came out of this? Because although the 42 would have been engagement rings are great, this is what happened. So in a TikTok video, a woman came out and said that Drake direct messaged her after she posted a story mentioning him while she was in lingerie, which I feel like is a very Drake thing to do.
There's a look at blind items if you want to hear what a very normal Drake thing to do is.
So then she said they began talking, which led Drake to booking her a flight to see him. And before anything went down, Drake made her sign an NDA, as she claims. Again, unfortunately normal. Anyway, so then at one point he talks about he kept rubbing on my stomach and asking me questions like, do you want kids? And allegedly. And she went on saying that they, you know, started drinking and eventually they had unprotected sex. Which, listen, I'm wondering if he's like, Nick Cannon is doing it. Should I be doing
it? No. Oh, my God. I can't.
Because that's, I think, the only thing left for Drake. You know, at this point, then apparently she recorded him and he got angry, which is just like not funny. And he slapped her phone out of her hand and kicked her out because she was recording him. And then her video, of course, went viral. And then the clip has now been deleted. Now that Drake entered the conversation, because Drake posted an Instagram story. And she says she has proof, but she hasn't posted it. And it says, never met, never spoke, never flew. I hope people start doing with the one life we're given. Shit is sad out here.
Oh, my God. Okay. Sure.
Oh, my God. But yeah, she talks a lot about everything that Drake was doing. So if that's you want to check hilarious. It out, do it.
That's, oh, my God.
I just can't. I feel like he's such a funny mess. Like, he's just like, he's a mess.
He's a loser. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you.
Oh, my God. He's gone. I'll fight you.
I really think I could take you in a fight. Sasha.
No.
Because I think like three times your size.
I know. But I think I could like mentally, you know, first.
Oh, yeah. You cover my feelings for
then
sure.
Then I will attack. So that because you have the upper hand.
It's fine. I'll lash out. It's okay. Oh, my
God. Yeah. Anyway, it's just like a mess is the point. And then apparently someone even found like Drake's handwritten lyrics from when he was a teenager. Like abandoned in a dumpster. Which I was like, why is that just being found? And it's up for auction.
It's still in a dumpster. Get that's out of town. There's saying. No way that's real. That's fake. I'm sorry. That's I don't believe what I'm that. Saying.
But they have pictures. I don't know. Oh, my God.
I don't believe it. I don't, it's all bad, y'all. Oh, my God. Speaking of it's all bad.
Yes.
We, like, a couple of weeks ago talked about Phoebe Bridgers is she engaged? We don't know because like one newspaper had reported on it and we didn't know for sure. But we now know that Phoebe Bridgers and Paul Mescal have broken up.
Well, we cursed.
So we're not engaged. And then during all of that, there's pictures of Phoebe Bridgers with Bo Burnham. So like,
yeah, which is weird. Maybe I have to say.
I mean, Bo Burnham is like 6'4". So
God,
it could work.
Tall men do get like a pass in life, I have to say.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't like it, but it's true.
And then Phoebe Bridgers also went on, I think it's the podcast or YouTube channel, Chicken Shop Date, and basically was like, oh yeah, I don't want to kill my dad anymore.
Oh my God.
So there's a lot going on, and I think it's because Phoebe Bridgers will have new music in 2023 because she hasn't had a new album since 2020. So I think she has a new album coming out. And so there, it's just like her publicist is like pushing things out. So
listen, yeah. And we know how these publicists be. they're very transparent. And if we think it's PR, and if there's any doubt, it is PR. Because yes. It's so odd. Like, get out of here, people.
I feel like Phoebe Bridgers is like famous and yeah. people like her, but I feel like I've never seen her in the headlines no. like I have in the past month or so.
Is stuff so coming just, out right for her?
I think she's gonna release it yeah. next year. She also just did like a Radiohead cover like just this week as well, so like it's just all these little things where it's like, okay, no, like when's the announcement coming?
That's what I'm saying. Something, yeah, I agree, something's coming, and when it's coming, you heard it here first.
Exactly, we broke the story. Okay,
yep, that's all we I have to it. say.
Yeah, I don't have a lot on her, but just wanted to bring up they are not engaged. They are in fact broken up.
Correct.
So funny.
Oh my God, I can't. Also, quickly for the Drake thing, Kirsten, guess yes. what she said?
No.
We were watching a movie. We were drinking Casamigos, top tier tequila. Y'all know Casamigos bring out the freakos.
No. Sasha, no. I've had enough.
Sorry, y'all. I like didn't read the exact thing, so I felt like I needed to because
I'm putting you in jail.
I should be under the jail, just like Trey Songz. He is in jail, I think. That's why.
You are not on that level of horrible.
I will never be.
Okay. Like, I will never be. I don't know how you would. I don't know how you would even.
Oh my God. Anyway. But yeah, and then we have the Kardashian mess, of course.
We could not end the year without some Kardashian news. Did you see the holiday photo?
Yes.
Oh. It's the Kardashians posted the funniest holiday photo. And every single person who saw it was like, they were not in the same room. I refuse to believe that because they're all edited so much. I also saw a TikTok that's like, I'm just imagining each girl's assistant like editing their person then sending it on to 100%, the next one.
100%.
It's just so edited. It's hilarious.
And I'm telling you, they're like, looking at the pictures, I was like, were y'all in the same room?
Literally, I was like, no, you're not.
This family checks in from 1 to 2, then you're from 2 to 3, then 3 to 4.
Yeah, but they felt that they had to prove that they were together.
Of course.
Kim posted a group shot, like slideshow on Instagram, yes. showing them all together in these outfits. And it's funny because, like, even though, like, you can edit video with Facetune, just for correct. The record. Like, I think a lot of people still think, oh, a video means that it's not edited. No, you can edit videos too. But there's such a stark difference in how each of their bodies look between the video even yeah. to the picture that's posted, or it's like, girl, like, we know what you look like. Stop lying.
And you're really, like, skinny. You know what I mean? It's not, like, I just feel so sad for them.
It is it really looking at the Kardashians makes me very sad.
Yeah.
Who had the best look in the picture?
I liked Khloe's dress the best. Yes. I have to say, I think that's the dress I would want to wear. But I don't appreciate just how much she photoshops everything. Yes. I think it looks I can't get into it, you know?
It doesn't look like her. Like, yes. it's one of those things where every once in a while, Khloe posts a photo and you're like, that's a different woman.
Yeah.
Like, that's not you.
So I have to go with Kim. Yeah, like, best look.
Overall.
But Khloe's dress is my favorite.
Yeah, I love Khloe's dress. The worst to me is Courtney.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I really don't understand what's going on with that.
And here's the thing. They're not even looking in the same lens. That's how you know this is fake. Like, I think that they all took the picture together. They didn't like it. So
they all had solo shots.
Yes, and then photoshopped it in.
Yeah, it does not look like people standing in the same. Like, there's just, like, the crisp line along Kim's arm where Khloe is. And it's like, that's not how it looks when two people are in a picture together.
No.
And why would nobody have their arms around anybody?
That's exactly.
Like, it's a group photo. Like, put your arms behind someone. What are you doing?
That would mess up their shot. How could you?
Well, it would make it look more real.
Well, it's not real. How can you make it look real?
Yeah, they can't. It's
oh, but I guess in the video, also, they don't have their arms around each other. But like I said, I think they didn't like that picture.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think they have a picture and then they edited it so much that it is not the same picture anymore.
Correct.
Like, maybe they were in the same room at some point, but
agreed.
Not good. So
bad.
You also had found Kim's dress code
for
her employees, which I am choosing not to receive.
This killed me. So it turns out Kim did a little pot, not a little, sorry. Kim did a podcast. And on the podcast, she's talking about her employees because the wait, one second. Let me remember. Yes, Angie. Okay. I was like, Angeli? Angie Martinez, who's very famous. Anyway, did a podcast. And Angie, like, walked into the office. And Angie was like, she's a radio personality. Anyway, so she walked in and was like, oh, this, you know, your office gives off really calm vibe, aesthetic. And Kim is like, yeah, just like my house, people that get it, get it. And people that don't, whatever, think I'm crazy. And I was like, no, having no color in your house is weird. I'm sorry.
I mean, she, like, Kim, it'll be a whole room and it's like she doesn't have a couch. Like, what?
Anyway, but, and then, so. Surprise to no one, it also follows her into the office. And Angie said, hey, I walked in and I saw everyone like color coordinated. Is that intentional? Kim said, absolutely. I have uniforms. And this is like her Skims people. Okay, not like people that work like maybe under her at her house, like her support staff. Like, this is just like her staff. And she says, I have a handbook. And it's not necessarily like a uniform where she's like, here you go, but it's more like color palette, where she said that there's approved colors like gray, heather gray, black, navy, white, cream, and khaki. And she said, we can all stick to neutrals, so not a lot of color blocking.
So it's just all neutral. Everyone's wearing only neutral colors.
Yes. And everyone talks about how zen it feels to be in the office. And it's like, no, your mind is probably numb because you don't see colors and you're not simulated. Idiot.
It's so weird. I don't know. I mean, dress codes are dress codes.
Yeah, and whatever.
Dress codes go, wearing all neutrals, I feel like, is not that
could be
extreme.
Worse. And I'm sure that they actually have like way more. Like, do you think there's certain brands they can wear and like,
oh, probably. Oh, my God. Imagine if someone came in something from like H&M.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like you'd be sent home.
Correct. Like, I think you have to make a certain amount of, like,
yeah, you need like a certain thread count on your clothes.
I'm sure she has all of that. I feel like she does. There's no way. Oh, my God.
She has to.
Yeah. Ooh, just embarrassing. I'll say that. And someone give me the handbook. If you have it, send it to me and we'll read it for anonymous.
Please. Oh my God. Can you imagine if someone who works for the Kardashians listens to us?
I would cry.
I would like weep tears of joy.
Please.
Oh my God.
Just
please.
LMK.
We want the guidebook. We won't say it's you.
No. And we won't even maybe. No, we have to tell people we have it. Sorry.
Yeah, we have to. But we'd like keep it to like the inner circle.
Yes. Maybe we won't talk about it on the podcast. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll keep it off the pod. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. Send it over.
I just had one more little thing, which I thought was just like it filled my heart with a lot of joy when I saw this story. And so I just thought we should talk about it. Ariana Grande donated like a ton of gifts to all the hospitals and like children's hospitals in the Manchester area. For anyone who doesn't know or doesn't remember, there was a bombing in Manchester at an Ariana Grande concert 5 years ago. And, you know, a lot of her life and her music has, you know, been about that and like dealing with the anxiety and the grief caused by that. But she still remembers, and she donated a ton of gifts to all the hospitals. It made me really happy.
I know. And it's just, listen, this is the kind of stuff we want. Like, it wasn't her fault, whatever happened. But, you know, to still like see folks give back and make a difference, that's all the change in the world we need.
100%. I mean, imagine, like, obviously it's not her fault, but imagine the guilt she would feel that it was like, oh, well, those people were there because of me. Like, it's just, that's tough.
Yeah, agreed.
That's a tough situation. But yeah, I just wanted to fill people in on that one.
And we will be talking about the Tory Lanez and like trial, but we just wanted to give ourselves more time. So it will be coming. It's just, we want to do more research on it.
Yeah, we want to have the full info. We want to make that our headline story. And so we will talk about that very soon.
Agreed. So just
do you want an anonymous?
Let's do it. Also, should we do the follow-up from last week's anonymous? Yes. Okay, yes.
Yes. I didn't put it in the notes, but I had that in my brain anyway. I love it. So I received a DM just a few days after the last episode was released, giving me more information on the anonymous from last week. So if you don't remember, that's the one where the worker went on a ski trip and the office manager and the doctor were sleeping in the same bedroom.
Yes.
And it was Akko.
I love it.
So I got this back from the messenger. So when the office manager came out of the room, she said, "We were just talking." Mm-hmm. And our messenger was like, "Sure." Both the part-time admin and this messenger, who is, I think, a tech person, got fired after they got back from the ski trip.
God.
So thankfully they were in Vail, so they ditched the office manager and doctor every day, but the evenings and dinners were super awkward.
Thank goodness.
And then one evening they suggested that all four of them go watch a movie in the boss's bed because he had a super comfy California king, and the other girl and our messenger were like, "Nah, you can't act like being in your boss's bed is normal by inviting us you fucking weirdos." And I was like, my jaw's on the floor. That is crazy. And she was like, "It happened several years ago and I'm much better off professionally in the end." So all's well that ends well, but that is one of the most insane stories I've heard in my life.
I know. I just wanted to say, we're glad you're okay, but like, what an ending. Because when you sent that to me, I couldn't believe the fact that the boss was like, "Yeah, come stay the night in my," or no, "let's watch a movie together
in my California king size bed." No, shut up. That is not normal.
Are you not embarrassed? Like, that's too much.
And then they fired them.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Like, just go on a getaway with your like mistress. Why are you involving other people in it?
Probably because you have to write it off.
No.
Right? Like, that's the only thing that makes sense.
Oh my God. I feel you're right. Like, no, that. You're so right. You're so right. It just didn't occur to me. Yeah.
I think that's unfortunately the only reason.
Oh my God. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Deceased, literally deceased.
It's bad.
Well, do you want another new anonymous in the same thread?
Let's do it. Okay. Listen, look at y'all. Two for one.
When I pulled this one out of the form, I felt like it was in the similar vein of this one. So I wanted to share it.
Okay,
so
I'm excited.
Just a heads up, first of all, this occurred in 1990 when our messenger was a college student doing like a co-op for a Fortune 500 company.
I love it.
So this was in the past.
Yes.
32 years ago. So another student and our messenger were hired to perform testing in a laboratory for a senior scientist, or at least that's what they were told.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously this was before cell phones became commonplace.
Oh my God.
The two students found out quickly that the purpose of their job was not to work in a lab, but to cover for the senior scientist when his wife called to say that he was in meetings or performing an experiment and can't be disturbed.
Jeez.
As they learned from the full-time employees at the facility, the scientist used college interns throughout the year to cover for him when he snuck out daily for lunch and other activities with his girlfriend. Definitely the worst job she ever had.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Ah! Can you imagine being like, oh my God, I got this amazing co-op opportunity. This is going to like set my path for my future when I graduate. And then I was like, okay, your whole job is just when his wife calls, say that he's doing an experiment.
Can you imagine?
No.
You learn nothing. You learn literally nothing.
At least it would still look really good on your resume.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I don't know.
No, I hate it. I feel like this is just wrong.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. I hope that there was benefits for our messenger and her colleague, but not for the scientist.
No, this is disgusting.
Wild.
What is up with people? And like,
they've got audacity
at your job. Like, have some shame.
I think I have too much shame, and I'm happy.
Yeah, like, isn't it embarrassing for people that you're doing this, or is that just me?
I mean, I would be embarrassed, but I also would never do it.
Yeah, I would never in life do some dumb shit like this. Like, stop, don't shit where you eat. How many times have I said this?
Yeah. Like, I'll do all kinds of dumb shit in my life, but nothing this dumb.
Yeah. God. So.
Thank you to our messenger for sharing. If you are listening to this and you would like to be a messenger on a future episode of Mess Magnets, perhaps maybe the Oops All Anonymous that is coming up, which we can't record it if we don't get more mess. So go to tinyurl.com/messmagnets and fill in the form to give us your mess. Please, I will post the Bernie meme again. Don't
listen.
Try me. I will do it again.
Please, we need it, okay? That's all I'm saying.
And again, you can rate and review us 5 stars on your podcatcher of choice. Please, 5-star reviews only. If you have constructive criticism, we're happy to hear it, but only if it is accompanied by a 5-star review.
Please.
So please do that. We are so close to 300. I think we can hit 300 this week if everybody just does their homework and gives us a 5-star review. So please. Please, please, please.
And get merch.
Yes, literally.
Please.
robhaswebsite.com/shop. And we are one of the featured items right now because the UMass design is so cute.
Come on.
So get your school uniform. Come on.
I love it. Okay, come on. We all need to wear our uniform soon. Like, instead of Wednesdays, we wear pink, we need to pick a day by the time everyone gets their uniform.
Absolutely. I'm on board. So we will be doing that.
Yes.
And we'll let you know what day it is once our shirts come in.
Correct. Perfect. Oh my God.
Well, thank you to everyone for a great year of Mess Magnets. We are so excited for 2023. And Sasha, if people want to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Yes. Have a happy new year, everyone. I know I will be hosting a party. Don't know why I signed up for that again, but here we are. And you all have a happy new year. And if you want to know more from me, as always, you can follow me on Twitter at funsize_04. I was on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast to talk Hanukkah on Rye. Check that out and watch the movie. It was a really cute movie, a nice little Hanukkah movie. And I will be talking, I believe, tomorrow on Nothing But Netflix, The Recruit. Ooh. So honestly, I just want to see Robin Chappelle rage with how ridiculous that episode is. So,
I can't wait.
Yeah, I would recommend to watch the whole show because I actually liked it, but oh my God, it's a lot. Anyway, and then I will also be on the Circle Roundtable talking singles. What the F ever that is. Episodes 2 through 4 or whatever. Week 1 wrap up. So check all of that out and follow me again on Twitter at funsize_04 to keep track. What about you, Kirsten?
So this is my last podcast of the year.
Yay.
I will be popping up on the Ready to be Petty Patreon making 2023 predictions with Tori very soon, which is going to be super fun. So go check that out. And I'm over on Twitch, twitch.tv/KirstenSaidWhat. And you can follow me everywhere at KirstenSaidWhat. But we'll be back next week and next year with more mess. We will see you then. Bye.
Bye.